thankyoumovement.com. Together with Applebee's, you can show veterans just how much their service matters.
8:46, Mike and Casey, and Vitaly, who comes to the Paramount Hudson Valley in Peekskill on Sunday night. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We love having you on the show. We are very excited that you come into town, and you're bringing all kinds of illusions and magic and just astounding feats with you, right?
That's right. It's called An Evening of Wonders, and it's playing on November 13 at the Paramount Hudson Valley. And I'm looking forward to this. I've never been to Peekskill before, and it's a show of wonders where everybody can take part on stage and in the audience. And it's an interactive show where, you know, things come to life, drawings come to life, photographs come to life, and even people's own pictures on their IDs will come to life in the show.
Wow. It's absolutely astounding. I've been reading a lot about you. I just want to get some background. You live in Canada now, right? But where is home?
Right. Yes, Canada is home right now. It's British Columbia, Vancouver.
Okay, and is that where you grew up?
No, I was actually born in Belarus. It used to be part of Russia.
Beautiful. And who inspired you?
You know, I used to paint as a kid, and I just loved art in general. But when I was about 15, I got inspired by David Copperfield. He was doing TV specials where he made huge airplanes disappear and trains, and I just wanted to figure it out, you know. I wasn't planning to get into magic, but before I knew it, I kind of was sucked into it, and I realized that I could invent magic, especially when I was trying to figure out some of the smaller stuff, like coin tricks and rubber band tricks, and I was trying to duplicate them and show them to my family. And so I could not know how it's done, and especially, you know, there was no YouTube back then. So I was trying to duplicate it myself, and I invented some new methods that worked for me. And my parents, my family, they were impressed. And then I started to invent more complicated things. And the reason I decided to become an illusionist is because I realized I could invent things that have never been done before, that I have the knack for it, you know. And I could create a show unlike any other in the world. And so this was about 20 years ago.
All right. Vitaly is on with Mike and Casey. He's coming to Paramount Hudson Valley, Brown Street, and Peekskill this Sunday night. And he's going to dazzle people with his wondrous works. Now, you actually were on Penn & Teller's TV show, right? And you really wowed them?
Yes, that's right. The show is called Fool Us, and it's a show where magicians, illusionists from all around the world come on the show to try to stump, to fool Penn & Teller. And I was one of the few who actually did, and they were so amazed. After the show, Penn & Teller looked at how it was done after it was all over, and they said, wow, we were deserved to be fooled by this. So it was a lot of fun to be on the show, and they were so nice, so fun to be with.
What do you want people to feel when they're sitting in the audience watching you?
You know, I think a lot of people say that when they watch the show, they go back to being eight-year-olds. And I like that. I think, you know, we sometimes, as adults, we forget what it's like to experience that childlike wonder once again. You know, we think about all the troubles as an adult, you know, but when we see that show, we forget about it, and we remember what it truly felt like when we were a kid, where everything was wondrous. Everywhere we looked was amazing. You know, everything was fresh. You know, but when we grow older, the problem is life becomes a little bit like a routine. And we forget. We tend to take things for granted because we see things over and over again, and we forget how actually magical and beautiful simple things can be. And, you know, that's what really the show is about. It's about noticing true wonder in the world, in the simple things, and then turning it into an unforgettable theatrical experience on stage. And the show, because the show is interactive, the audience can come up on stage, and some of the magic happens actually in the audience, so they don't even have to come up on stage. Just to give you an example, I have an object that people mark and sign, and it teleports from one person's hands to another person's hands across the theater. So it's full audience participation in that regard. Or imagine a paintbrush painting by itself, all by itself, floating and painting, and a design that somebody else in the audience is thinking of, you know? So stuff like that.
I guess so.
Wow, it's pretty amazing. Just the description is amazing.
Well, thank you for the wonder and the beauty and the art. And lots of people are excited to see you Sunday night at 7 in Peekskill.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well. And if you come, make sure you bring your driver's licenses, because, as I mentioned, I'm going to remove your faces from your own driver's licenses.
You know, I saw David Copperfield at Ike Hall, and it was amazing. He did stuff out in the audience as well, and I was sitting right there, and I still couldn't figure out how he did it. And I don't really want to know. I really don't. I want to be like that kid that wonders how it all gets done and just be mesmerized by it. So we're looking forward to you coming to town Sunday night, and we're actually going to give away a couple of tickets to your show.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
And this is for children right up, you know, from 8 years old and beyond, right?
Yeah, 8 years old and up are recommended. Absolutely.
Vitaly, thank
the
you
whole
so much.
Can come.
Safe
thank
travels from British Columbia, Vancouver, and we'll see you in Peekskill.
Thank you, Mike and Casey. See you there.
Have a great day.
You too, guys.
And by the way, I love your Belarus accent. It's terrific.
Thank you.
All right, let's do a giveaway. A couple of tickets. Now that we've whetted your appetite, I love that kind of stuff. And again,
so
I don't want to know how it's done. I want to try to figure it out.
Well, he's not going to tell you.
No, no. And I want to try to figure it out in my brain, but it never works that way. You just go away dumbfounded. Like, how did he do that?
Caller 7, two tickets for you.
1-877-274-9483. Dial it carefully and good luck.